actually heard you talking to me. You're talking to me? Are you talking to me?
So guess what, Bruce?
What?
You've got questions, and these come from the AOL kids.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this one's from Tawny. Mm-hmm. Is this your first time talking as a cartoon, Bruce Willis?
No, it's not. I actually talked as a cartoon in the Beavis and Butthead movie.
Which was better, Beavis and Butthead or...
I'm sorry?
Which movie was better for you, Beavis and Butthead or Rugrats?
Which one was better?
Yeah, which one did you like best?
Oh, this one, Rugrats Go Wild, was a little more fun, more challenging, a little different character, trying to come up with the voice of a dog than it was the voice of a cartoon guy.
Heather's wondering, how did you get picked to do Spike's voice?
I think the people at Nickelodeon put their heads together and try to think who would best personify the character of a dog, and I think they came up with me.
Why do you think they came up with you?
Because I've been accused of leading a dog's life for a long time.
Al wants to know, what was it like portraying a dog?
It's pretty similar to real life. The character of Spike is a pretty easygoing dog. Leads a dog's life. Has a lot of fun. You know, doesn't take a lot of things that seriously. Gets a pretty big kick out of life. It was fun. It was a fun process, a fun creative process, trying to find a voice for Spike.
Benazir would like to know, what sort of dog is Spike?
He's a mutt. He's a mixed breed, I guess they call him. But he's just a family pet. I don't think he's any one breed. He's just more of a mutt.
This one's from Sage. Why did they want to make Spike speak?
It came about because of the original concept of having these two families collide with each other, the Rugrats family and the Wild Thornberrys family, and the idea of putting Spike the dog together with Eliza Thornberry, who speaks to animals, and seeing what happens.
Here's one from Corey. Is it fun just using your voice in a movie, or would you rather act?
Well, I get to do both things, Corey, and it's fun to do, fun to do Spike's voice, and also still fun to act.
Okay, one last one. Here's one from Carla. Do you love your job, and if so, why?
I love my job for a lot of reasons. I love my job because I still enjoy acting. I enjoy the creative challenge that it presents me. That is different every time with every film that I do. I get to choose when I work and when I don't work, which allows me to spend more time with my kids than a typical father might.
Don't go and be fooled by those fancy pants.